take a look at what the papers are saying this morning. And of course, it's over to Nook Protos. Good morning to you, Nook.
Good morning, Sivanozi.
It's a pleasure getting you after a weekend with lots and lots of interesting news for Cameroon. Our country was in the spotlight. Cameroonian elected as head of the United Nations General Assembly. Indomitable Lions put a positive note on the score sheet. 4-1 was enough to send the Cape Verde packing out of Yaoundé. Nook Protos, this and more certainly constitute the news on the stands this morning. So, Nook, it's over to you. What are the papers saying?
The papers are saying all of what you have just mentioned and a little bit much more than that. But we'll begin with the football because many of the big headlines on the front pages are about the Indomitable Lions and the 4-1 victory over the Cape Verde that you talked about. Give you some of the headlines to give you an idea how the papers are reporting on that match. The Median says Lions seal reassuring win amid managerial crisis. And then the Guardian post breeze, that is Mark Breeze, breathe a fresh breeze into the Lions den. The Sun newspaper is also on that match. Lions roar, but Minsep, the food crisis persists. It's about the same thing in the other papers. Lenfoa show, which comes back on Mike Ngande, will call the opener during that encounter. They say Ilan Fayulu determined it was sometime coming. Mike Ngande, and they have another front page headline in English this time. This is for a show. The fighting spirit is back, and they're looking forward to tomorrow's game in Angola against the Angola national side. Municipal update says go Lions go. On the sidelines of all of that, Sivanos, is this story in a Leçon, and they say the fatal error of Marie-Claire Nana, general manager of Sopecam. They say that as her days seem to be numbered, speculations there following the publication of a headline which suggested that the Feka Food Chain Minsep crisis had somehow been resolved. There is also news on the UN General Assembly. As you mentioned, Philemon Yang was elected president of the 79th session. The papers are still reporting on that. The Horizon is reporting on that this morning. But the Horizon also says that on that same day, Cameroonian historian, political scientist was also honored in Norway, that is Achille Mbembe. While the former PM was being elected in the United General Assembly, Achille Mbembe was in Norway, where he received the 2024 Hilbert Prize for the Arts, Letters, Social Sciences, Law, and Theology. And we are told in this story here that he is the first African and the first personality from the Global South to receive that award. The Guardian Post editorial this morning is on Philemon Yang's election and the implication that it will have for the conflict in the Northwest and Southwest region. The passage that the theme of Yang's tenure and his election is unity and diversity for advancing peace and dignity everywhere and for all. Another victory for Cameroon, you put it that way in the Herald Tribune, that Cameroon has been voted vice president of the World Health Organization Executive Board. That happened during the board session June 4th and 5th. And Cameroon Minister of Health, Manauda Malachi, wanted to represent Cameroon. Some other bits and pieces here and there, as you notice in the paper, the Sun, which is reporting, and the Parliament, which has been convened June 11th, that is tomorrow, are speculations that there could be a postponement of the parliamentary and municipal elections, which are expected to hold next year. In La Nouvelle, 9 June 2004 to 9 June 2024, and this is a flashback on that on the rumors that were spread all over the place in that June while President Paul Biya was away from the country about his death. And the paper reports on what they said, the unsaid things about the rumors of the president's death in 2004, the secrets of this man of an exceptional destiny. That story is also in the paper, the Median, that says that following those speculations, or those who the president said were interested in his funeral, that they gave them 20 years. Those 20 years were reached yesterday, the 9th of June, and the Lion Man is still standing tall and strong. That's what the paper says. Like they say in French, un lion de mer jamais. Then, in reality, please, why are people in a hurry to be asking about President Paul Biya's departure from power? The social media, you see, pressé. Why are they in a hurry? The president said that he will inform everybody about his going to the village or staying to continue in power when his mandate ends, and that mandate ends next year. That is in reality, please. The Horizon reports on the workshop in Bamenda for job seekers. For those on job creators, in fact, it was on job seeking and job creation organized by the Dennis and Lenora Foundation with 100 students from higher education taking part in that workshop in Bamenda. Okay. News reports that a municipal police agent in Yaounde was beaten to death by angry motorbike men. Apparently, okay. The revenge for one of the others who was killed a few days before that. And before we go, this one here in the Herald Tribune, Stephanos, the Ghana Virgin Mary appeared in Ngomgam Mankon. That is, people have been flocking to a home in Ngomgam, and they reported that on the 6th of June, there is supposed to be an apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the home of one Catholic lady there. That story is in the Herald Tribune. All right. We have a photograph on that.
Oh, thank you very much, Anouk Potos.